The dove found no resting place. I want to talk to you about how the Lord is looking for people to use. In the book of Genesis chapter 8, we see that Noah and his family, they've been in the ark for quite some time. And in verse 7, it says that he, that is Noah, sent out a raven, which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. He also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot. The dove is symbolic to the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures. Why do I say that? Because in the book of Luke chapter 3, in verse 21, the Bible says, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased. Did you catch that? The Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove. Our topic today is that the dove found no resting place. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 16, in verse 9, the Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. You see, the Lord is looking for people to use. He is looking for you. He is looking for me. He is calling us into the ministry. No, not necessarily to be a pastor of a church per se, but wherever we go, we are to be the salt and the light. In the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 2, Jesus says, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. You know, if nothing else, that is part of our job. If we do not go out into the mission fields, maybe we're not called to be missionaries in Africa, Zimbabwe, wherever it might be, we are called to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers so that the Lord's work may be accomplished. As I have already mentioned, the dove or the Holy Spirit is looking for people in whom he may use. What keeps us from being usable by the Lord? Well, let me propose to you several ideas, several concepts, several thoughts for us to ponder. What keeps us unusable? The works of the flesh. The book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, talk about the works of the flesh. The Bible says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. If we want to be unusable by the Lord, we indulge in the works of our flesh. Perhaps another reason of keeping the dove, the Holy Spirit, from resting upon us is following after our own desires. Unlike Jesus Christ on his way to Golgotha, on his march to Calvary, he says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And so too, we must say the same thing, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Let's just say a quick prayer together. In the name of Jesus Christ, I desire to be used by you. I desire your Holy Spirit to find a resting place upon me. Fill me with your Spirit. Empower me to do the work that you have called me to do. I pray all of this in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.